The Netball Show with Flyhawk from the Birmingham 2022 Commonwealth Games.
Welcome to the Netball Show with Flyhawk, here with our daily updates from Birmingham. And if you've been here over the last couple of days, you'll know what a fantastic atmosphere there is already. Remember, there are security checks as you enter the NEC, so depending on the crowd, give a little bit of time to enter safely. Today's games are Australia v South Africa, Jamaica v Barbados, and later today, England play Northern Ireland and New Zealand face Malawi. On this podcast, we'll also hear from Sarah Clough about living with diabetes. But first, Michelle and Emma McGee were part of that Warriors starting the team the other day. We heard from them on the Netball Northern Ireland Stronger Together podcast. Yes, another one in the podcast family, about how they got started.
My mum is a netball coach at Westside Netball Club. She played as well when she was younger. So she coached there, and then we have an older sister as well. And all three of us kind of played at the club, probably from under 14 level. So yeah, that's how we got into it. We both always played for Westside. I did 1 year at Kingsway Netball Club in 2018, just in the run-up to Commonwealth Games, because I needed Premier League exposure. But yeah, we're both back at Westside again, and we've kind of always been there.
And when did you both start playing for Netball Northern Ireland?
I think it was both, again, similar. We both started academy stuff, so it would have been maybe like under 13, under 15. And then my first year for under 17 was actually my last year at under 17. I can't even remember which date that was. And then Michelle shortly followed after me from then on.
And what have your netball highlights been?
Probably Commonwealth Games in Gold Coast in 2018 was a big one for me. It was my first major tournament. I was quite young going to the tournament. Didn't really know what to expect, but ended up having quite a good tournament and quite a good impact. Yeah, and I think it was just kind of my first real exposure to that level and that standard and that whole environment at a major tournament. So yeah, I kind of always look back on that one as probably my favourite. And then my one is probably a year later than Michelle's, was the Netball World Cup in 2019 in Liverpool. That was my first major tournament for the senior NI team. And yeah, like the exact same sort of reasons, being in that environment with all the top netballers in the world was just incredible. So yeah, it's definitely a highlight for me.
Obviously, netball's a sisterhood at the best of times, but how special is it knowing that you've got each other involved in something that you love?
Yeah, it's definitely special. I did my first major tournament without Emma. She quite narrowly missed out on selection. So then when she got that World Cup call up, I think we kind of did realise how lucky we were to have each other. Obviously know each other inside out, kind of know what each other needs in competition and things like that. So yeah, it's definitely special and we do have a good time with it. So yeah, we're really lucky to be able to do it together.
Netball World Cup was remarkable to say the least, but what was it like going through something as massive as that, as sisters?
Yeah, I don't actually think we realised it at the time, how big it was. Like, I remember doing my final year exams in uni and some of my uni friends asking about how they could get tickets. And I literally replied, being like, oh, I'm sure you could pay at the door. And they were like, what? Like, are you crazy? You can't. So I think that sort of puts it into perspective of how much I wasn't aware of how big
it was. Well, next on Netball Show, what is it like to live with diabetes, being a professional athlete?
But yeah,
with the Diamonds playing South Africa today, we can hear from Sarah Clough.
From Birmingham, the Netball Show with Flyhawk.
Well, next on Netball Show, what is it like to live with diabetes, being a professional athlete? Well, with the Diamonds playing South Africa today, we can hear from Sarah Clough.
You know, it does differ a little bit for me between training and games because obviously, you know, with a game comes stress, you know, adrenaline, nerves, and I often have some caffeine before the game. So that obviously, you know, increases your levels as well. So I'm probably a little bit more stricter around game day just because, you know, I'd hate to, you know, come off halfway through the first quarter or something. So I reckon I'd probably check my sugars, yeah, like 4 or 5 times before I even hit the court just to, you know, make sure, you know, they're not trending going up or down. So unfortunately, I've been finding that the training, my sugars have been maintaining. I understand that a lot of people have different responses and experiences, so it is hard to, you know, tell you exactly what to do. But around training, we try and eat an hour before. So a typical day, I'd wake up, have some banana and toast, have my insulin, drive to training, and then get organized, and then I'd check my levels again, and then even, you know, halfway through training, I check it again just to make sure that it's going well. I always have snakes or Powerade on standby.
And that's what you'd use during a game as well if you were starting to trend a little low?
Well, that's just what I had this morning. But at the moment, I'm having Skittles, but I should probably have something a little bit more healthier. So I don't know, like dried fruit or something. But I changed it up because you do get sick of it. But, you know, hopefully you don't have too many hypos that you are getting sick of it. But, I mean, you all have those days. Yeah. I guess as an athlete, I find that different types of trainings change your levels. So on court, it's a lot of anaerobic, short, sharp, intense kind of movement. So I find that my levels are not too bad. During weights, they decrease a little bit, but not too much. But I think you just got to learn, you know, what types of exercise, like how your body reacts to that. And I guess give yourself the dosage that you need. Before training, I half my dosage because otherwise I will go too low. So you do have to, you know, change those ratios to meet what you think you're going to do at training, if that makes sense. I don't know. I'm not an expert in this. So
here with daily updates throughout, including Pamela Cookie's thoughts on the games and the ones to watch as well. Thanks for being there and joining us here on the Netball Show.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky HD, Sky Q and Sky Glass. Select sport and we're on the podcasts rail.